7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. How you doing, Steve?
Doing good, Tommy. Coming off that high of five straight days of playoff football between college and NFL, it was awesome.
Any surprises as far as you're concerned with the NFL playoffs?
To me, I guess it shouldn't be too surprised, but I did not see the Texans being able to overmatch the Chargers like that. I thought this would be the Chargers' year to at least go a little bit further in the postseason, but same old Chargers over there, new head coach, it didn't even matter.
Yeah, those four interceptions didn't help.
No, not at all.
Let's talk about the Saints and the Mickey Loomis press conference yesterday. Some of the things that got your attention.
With Mickey Loomis talking yesterday, you know he's not going to say too much to the media, but there were little nuggets out of that I thought were pretty surprised. Basically, no major overhaul he feels is needed for this franchise right now, despite, you know, finishing with just five wins this past season, mentioning the fact that Director of Pro Personnel, Michael Parenton, and also the VP and Assistant General Manager, Jeff Ireland, with college personnel, their jobs are safe going forward. He has no intentions of replacing them. And Mickey kind of scoffed at the rumors of him being, you know, thinking about retirement and said that's not the case. The only thing he's thinking of is getting back to winning football and getting the Saints organization back to the playoffs. But like I said, the big one for me was no changes with your talent evaluators. And I thought at least that was a position, considering the last few drafts we've had with this Saints club, that there could be a change coming there, whether with Parenton or Ireland. But Mickey definitely said that will not be the case, and both will be retaining their job going forward. No surprise that, you know, he's high on the team right now. Thinks there's still a lot you can build on after this disappointing season, and really laid a lot of it onto the injuries, which you can't fault him there. I know it sounds like an excuse, but when you look at your quarterback, your running back, your top receiver, and, you know, offensive lineman, a lot more in the mix with that, but what we saw from this team in the first 2 weeks, sadly, was not the team we saw throughout the rest of the year. And that kind of became the big, I guess you would say, excuse for Mickey Loomis not making a sweeping amount of changes going forward. And also said that they won't block any assistant coaches from taking interviews with other teams. Everybody's got their job safe for now, but obviously that's something that could change dramatically too when this team does hire a new head coach and they want to bring in their staff, because Mickey Loomis said also that he would not block the head coach, whoever they do hire, from wanting to make changes for staff members that they wanted to bring in.
Look, age is just a number. I'm a firm believer in that, but I had no idea Mickey Loomis was 68 years old. I thought he was like 50-something.
Well, Mickey will love to hear you say that, that's for sure.
I had no idea, really, I didn't. But let me just say this, and I'm looking at a story here from somebody, I don't know where it's at online, but they use the word scapegoat when it comes to injuries. But I deliberately asked you about the playoffs coming into this because I'm watching the playoffs and I'm thinking, okay, well, what if Saquon Barkley goes down? What if Jalen Hurts goes down? What if Jaden Daniels goes down? What if Lamar Jackson goes down? What if Derrick Henry goes down? Well, you're talking about a different team, right? And I don't like the word scapegoat. I think sometimes there are cause and effect. And I don't think you can talk about what an impact player Taysom Hill is, what an impact player Alvin Kamara is, the importance of continuity at offensive line. I don't think you can just write all that off and saying, well, injuries happen. I think you have to look at the depth and the severity of the injuries, how long they affected the team. And this doesn't change anything about the draft history or anything else. But I do think there is some cause and effect there that people might be in an emotional response overlooking here about the Saints being so hard hit with injuries. And I'll shut up after this and let you talk. You can't just throw that together in week 15 and hope it all gels.
No, you know, we talked about the injuries obviously all season long being an issue with this team, and it's not an excuse. It's definitely a reality with this club. Mickey Loomis did address it, saying, you know, it was more prevalent this season than in the past, and they have to look into things and things that the connection with the New Orleans Pelicans having similar injury issues is just a coincidence and, you know, nothing in the building. He kind of joked that David Griffin, their executive vice president for the Pelicans, even joked maybe it's something in the water at the facility. And I've made that joke. I don't know.
I think it's what they're waxing the floors with. That's what I would look at.
But yeah, between the injuries of the Saints and Pelicans to key players, it's not just one or two either. It's hard not to put it on that, especially since we saw what this team was able to do the first 2 weeks. Sure, it was against the Panthers and the Dallas Cowboys, but they looked like a juggernaut. And then once Eric McCoy went down in that Philadelphia Eagles game, it seemed like everything else just kind of fell apart for the Saints.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk head coaching when we come back. We're talking to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Mickey Loomis at his press conference yesterday, 7:52, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Mickey Loomis' press conference yesterday, did he tip his hand at all, or did you get any idea about who the new Saints coach might be, or what are you hearing?
Nothing definitely tipped from Mickey. Basically going into that, it's going to be a process. They want to talk to everybody that's on their list of candidates and promise to be very thorough about it, looking to, you know, restore greatness to the franchise, a new leader of men, basically, to, you know, carry forward with this franchise that has missed the playoffs the last 4 years. They've completed three interviews so far and have some more lined up towards the end of this week as teams get ready for the divisional round of the playoffs.
You know, I was talking to Cajun Cannon about the salary cap issues. He said that maybe a guy like John Gruden, he mentioned that name, would be more willing to take the job given the salary cap issues than would an Aaron Glenn, who is looking to make a name for himself as a head coach. And Mike Dettillier said that Aaron Glenn would probably like to take the opportunity. But then the name Mike McCarthy comes up, and I'm thinking, in terms of the salary cap, established coach, looking to get well after the tampering by Jerry Jones, this might be an ideal situation for Mike McCarthy. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think that McCarthy is a damn good candidate. A lot of folks poo-poo it because it's just of his, you know, affiliation with the Dallas Cowboys. Was there since 2020. Finished with a record of 49-35 as their head coach over 5 years. A winning percentage of .583. Had three playoff appearances. He's got the experience, won a Super Bowl in Green Bay. I don't hate the idea of bringing in Mike McCarthy for an interview at all with this team. We're going to see also Cliff Kingsbury, the Commanders offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, the Eagles OC, and a name folks are familiar with here, Joe Brady, Bills offensive coordinator, still in the mix for the job as well. Those interviews will be coming towards the end of the week as all three of those teams get ready for the postseason.
10 seconds left. Is McCarthy scheduled for an interview or not?
No, nothing scheduled yet. It's just all in the rumor mill right now that they expect to get something set up with him soon.
I will quote Vic Scirro, believe no rumor till it comes from Steve Geller. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right, Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We'll talk to Leslie Harris as we come back. New Orleans City Council member, get the other side, or at least her side, of this new homeless facility that they're building on France Road. A lot going on. Tommy Tucker, WWL.